Tony, first of all, what a season so far for Coventry.
Yeah, we're enjoying it. I think particularly when you consider we only stayed up in the league in the last game of the season away at Crawley. So in such a short period of time, we've managed to turn things around. Of course, we're only, I think, 19 games into this season, but from trying to avoid relegation on the last day of last season, we're now sitting proudly at the top of the table, you know, more than a third of the way in. But just a work in progress, I think, Tom. I think, just taking each game as it comes and trying to win it, and we're doing okay at the moment.
With that, of course, sitting on top of the table, expectations increase, don't they, on the terraces?
Of course, and that's okay because, you know, again, if I can find some wood, touch wood, it's the home form, of course, has been pretty good this year. Still unbeaten in, is it 9 or 10 games, I'm not sure, and a lot of them are victories. So trying to make the Ricoh Arena into a fortress and trying to encourage the supporters of Coventry City, because I know there's a lot of Coventry City supporters still waiting, I think, and seeing what happens this season. 15,500 there on our last home game against
decent League One, that?
No, it's very good and they created a fabulous atmosphere, and if we can keep producing sort of performances we did against Gillingham, then hopefully they'll stay.
Is there been a secret, or what is it? Is it just hard work and an organisation? Is that what it's about?
I think it's about good players, really. I think the summer we had an opportunity, because I think it was 14 left the club out of contract. As tends to happen at this level, clubs don't tend to give long-term contracts to footballers, and particularly the season they had, when I made some decisions in the summer that we let lots go, and I wanted a blank canvas, really, to try and build a team in the image of how I like to play football. And so we took that opportunity, let a lot of people leave, and started about the process of trying to build a team of what we wanted to do. And it was tough to start with. I think we went through pre-season. I don't think we won a pre-season game. We couldn't score a goal. And yet we had to wait for the likes of Armstrong to come from Newcastle, Kent to come from Liverpool. Generally, those young lads that go away on their pre-season tours with their clubs and go to America or Australia, wherever it is, and then you have to wait for them, which we did. I'd spent a lot of time talking to managers about the possibility of bringing these players, but you know, the impression was that we weren't going to do too well, because as I said, we went through pre-season and didn't win a game, I don't think, and yet when the finishing touches of the team came along, the Ryan Kents, the Jacob Murphys, the Adam Armstrongs, we took off, we scored some goals, we won some football matches, and it's just built really bit by bit.
I looked at the team from outside and it looks like as if the players are believing in what you're trying to say. That's important, isn't it?
I think any manager will tell you that. If the players don't believe the game plans, they don't believe the philosophy, you've got no chance, because they don't take it under the pitch. And that's when you get performances where it looks like the players are not trying, really. It's because they don't really believe in what you're selling them. I think at this club, I think the players, the supporters, the club are sick of being at the wrong end of tables, really. And all of a sudden, they're at the right end of the table, and the message is they believe it, they want to grab hold of it, they want to take it along with them, they want to take it out under the pitch every Saturday, because they're enjoying being at the top end. And the fans are hopefully starting to get excited. We've not to get in front of ourselves, of course, it's still not halfway there yet. But just keep going, take the next game as it comes along, and see if we can keep it going for as long as we can and give ourselves a real chance.
Finally, just when you are top of the table, of course, everybody seems to raise their game against you, don't they? It's a big cup final for everybody coming to the Ricoh in League One. A tough game this weekend as well.
So they're all tough. Last Saturday was the league leaders. Gillingham came and full of confidence and you know, looking forward to the game. When you read the reports building into the game, we managed to blow them away within 45 minutes. We went to Bradford midweek, and a massive crowd, a huge ex-Premier League stadium as well, and great atmosphere. They'd built it up like a cup final, and I think we came away unfortunate not to take all 3 points, but we came away with a point in a tough away game. This weekend, Doncaster, who I'd have to say Darren Ferguson is starting to turn them around. I think they've won 3 of the last 4, so again, another team coming with a bit of confidence, but one that if we can keep our run at the Ricoh going and stay unbeaten and hopefully win the fixture, then we'll just keep pushing on.
Good luck, pal.
Cheers, Tom.